To connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Rudy Maxa, and this portion of the program is sponsored by DollarShaveClub.com/RM. With thousands of athletes going for the gold right now, it got us thinking, with all that Dollar Shave Club has been doing lately as the clear champions of the bathroom, the company deserves a gold medal. They have everything you need to look, smell, and feel your best, from shampoo, body wash, hair gel, personal hygiene wipes, and, of course, they're excellent razors, too. Robert and I are getting great, high-quality shaves from our Dollar Shave Club executive razors, and the true gold standard of any morning routine is their Dr. Carver's Shave Butter, as it helps the razor glide gently across your skin. So stop wandering the store aisles, hunting for razors, shampoo, and other bathroom products. We say go for your own gold. Join the club today, and for just $5 with free shipping, you'll get the 6-blade executive razor plus trial sizes of shave butter, body cleanser, and one Wipe Charlie's. Then keep the blades coming for a few bucks more a month. Get yours at dollarshaveclub.com. That's all one word, dollarshaveclub.com/RM, the initials RM. Or you can find a link at the radio show website, rmworldtravel.com, under sponsors. You know, we talk, Robert, Mary, and I talk all the time in the show about the joys of travel, the experiences of travel. Thomas Swick has written a book with that title. It comes out in paperback in April. It's called The Joys of Travel and Stories That Illuminate Him. And he's our guest on the Right Stuff section of the show today. And I wanted Thomas to tell us some specific stories that illuminate the joys of travel as it applies to him. Tom, welcome to the show. Nice to have you here.
Thanks, Rudy. Good to be here.
So tell me how travel has affected your life. What stories bring travel alive for you?
Well, in the book's divided into two parts. The first part are essays on what I think are the seven fundamental joys of travel. And the second part are stories. Each one relates to one of the joys. And one that really stands out for me is the third joy, break from routine. And the story that illuminates that one is a hotel that I stayed in Bangkok, Thailand, called the Atlanta Hotel. And it's not one of the beautiful luxury hotels in Atlanta. When I stayed there, the rooms were $25 a night. I think they've gone up, I think, 30 or something now. But it's this remarkable hotel that was founded by a German in 1952. And his son, who's half German, half Thai, now runs it. His son is an academic, taught political science in England, but keeps the hotel as a memory of his father. And it's untouched. The lobby is untouched since 1952, this beautiful Art Deco lobby. It's got an excellent restaurant. And his big message is he doesn't want sex tourists staying at his hotel. And throughout the hotel, there are signs everywhere. No, you know, sex tourists not welcome. Because just down the next street, you have a lot of these bars and things. So it's a very popular place with single women travelers, families. And it's kind of, it's like stepping back in time. It's wonderful. And it's not, it's a complete break from routine. It's not your typical hotel.
I would say that. What else?
Well, you know, the joy I mentioned after break from routine is novelty, you know, how everything is new when we travel. And the story that I use for that is actually a story about Key West. Because when I first went to Key West, I had idea of what it would be like. I thought of Key West as full of these kind of fun-loving slackers, kind of Jimmy Buffett, you know, sitting around getting drunk and everything. And I went there, and I was reminded of my grandmother's house when I was a kid in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. It was all these things I remembered from my childhood. There were porches and fences and alleys and people on bicycles. You know, it was like old town America, and I didn't expect that in Key West.
I have never heard anyone compare Key West to any place in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and it was like my grandmother's house had been uprooted and transplanted in this subtropical landscape. The other thing in Key West, which you may have noticed if you've been there lately or within the last 20 years, a lot of the service people are from Eastern Europe. Ah. In fact, in a way, I call it Key East, because it's just full of Czechs and Poles and Hungarians and Russians who come there and work in the restaurants, work in the B&Bs, and they have created their own kind of little subculture there. So,
well, speaking of Eastern Europeans, we only have a minute left, Tom. Didn't you visit? Your wife is from Poland, and
wife is from Poland, and she was born in prison in 1952. Her mother was imprisoned for helping somebody who had been sent back by the government in exile in London. And, the story that illuminates Anticipation is about going back and visiting the prison where she was born. And it covers Anticipation because I lived in Poland in the 80s, and that's when I got married. And everybody was waiting for Warsaw to become the city it is today. And the story is not just about my visit to the prison, but how Warsaw has become a vibrant European capital again.
How did that affect your, in 30 seconds or so, how did that affect your wife?
It was difficult. She spent, her mother was in prison for the first 5 years of my wife's life, and it was difficult.
Wow.
Then her mother came back and never really talked about it, didn't want to talk about it. It was just, those were difficult times in Poland. It was still the Stalinist years, and it was nice to illuminate that because I think we tend to forget. You know, Poland suffered during the war, but then afterwards we forget what happened.
Thomas Swick is the author. His book coming out in April in paperback is called The Joys of Travel and the Stories That Illuminate Him. You can look for more details at his website, Thomas Swick, S-W-I-C-K, all one word, .com. And he's part of our Right Stuff regular feature here on RM World Travel. Thomas, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Rudy.
We'll be right back after this break.
RM World Travel phone lines are open 24-7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.